All right, next up, we have some live music for you in studio. No, it's not Fart Barf. Barf. With the new album Caretakers just out and a free in-store performance at Fingerprints in Long Beach this Saturday evening, we are pleased to welcome Pete Yorn for a live radio premiere of songs from the new album on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Take it away, Pete Yorn.
You're going away, not feeling again. Get high on yourself, then cry for a friend. As long as it takes, we'll
I lost you again.
down.
Sounded great. That's Pete Yorn live on KCRW. Hello, Pete.
How are you? Great to see you.
Good. Can you see me in here?
I see you look good.
Welcome to, welcome back to KCRW, but welcome to our new studio home for the first time.
It's amazing. Congrats.
Right? And yeah. We've got a live audience now.
I discovered them up there. I didn't realize there was going to be people in here. So cool.
Surprise. Surprise. Well, congrats on the new record. It's called Caretakers, and we're going to have autographed vinyl copies to give away in a little bit. Also want to mention you have a little in-store at Fingerprints in Long Beach on Saturday at 7 p.m. That is free, so head on out. But also going to have tickets to give away later for a show October 9th at the Constellation Room as well. So, man, as you know, I was just drawn to these new songs straight away. As soon as I got my hands on them, I started to play them. And I think, you know, the thing that I didn't even realize until later was there's the whole day wave factor.
Absolutely. It's a big factor.
And if we can kind of describe this, actually, Jackson is here with you.
Yeah, see, the band with me is Daywave, which is pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, so tell the audience, you know, who may not know, we played music from Daywave and his work with Hazel English previously, but for those in the audience who don't know Daywave, tell us about the artist and kind of how you hooked up with this guy.
Yeah, it was a little bit of happenstance. Daywave is a band that were on my radar as they were on Harvest Records, and my band The Ohms were on Harvest, and so I was following them on Instagram, and I kept seeing Daywave. I'm like, who is this Daywave? And then at the same time, the bass player from Ride tweeted something about an artist named Hazel English you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so there was this kind of exposure that they got in my head, and then randomly I'm at a party in Malibu for a very close friend's birthday, and it was late in the night, and all of a sudden we met, his manager was there, and we all started talking, and we all kind of were into each other's stuff, and Jackson, who was aka Daywave, he kind of threw it out there, like, man, you should come to my studio, maybe we should hook up, and not for like maybe 4 months later I finally go over there. I think 3 days after I told my brother that I was kind of maybe not going to make music for a long time, I was kind of thinking about other things. And then, I don't know, I ended up going to Jackson's studio, and we just kind of hit it off kind of really easily. We just kind of just had a vibe, and we just started recording songs. We were going to make an EP at first, maybe for fun, and then we just kept doing song after song, and we ended up with like 25 songs, and we just had a good time doing it. And now these guys, Jackson and Henry and Nick, have been kind enough to come play with me to help support the new music.
Well, describe the sensibility of Daywave, and maybe Jackson, you can actually speak to this since you are Daywave. But you know, I can try and dial it, but I'd rather you guys describe what is the sound, the influence, and you just mentioned the British shoegaze band Ride, just as you kind of understood, you know, Daywave as an artist. Tell us what is that sound? What is that influence?
I feel I'll just jump in and Jackson can speak, but for me, when I heard Daywave, it was like hearing a lot of, it was fresh and new, but it was kind of seeing a younger person doing music that I loved in the early 90s, you know, and yeah. It took me back to being like in high school or in college, and I hadn't seen people doing that music in a while, and it got me really, you know, excited. And he's a great producer and great songwriter and great keyboard and guitar player, and he just has a great sensibility there, and
yeah,
it just reminded me of parts of myself that maybe I had kind of felt like I'd moved on from. But
well, isn't that funny that it would then kind of reinvigorate your own sounds, you know, thinking about, you know, music and influences from when you were young?
Yeah, sometimes it's right in front of you. You know how it is. You keep doing things, and you kind of get further and further from your initial inspirations. And you know, if anyone knows all my records, they know there's a certain sensibility there. Like I love Britpop, but I love, you know, American roots rock too. And there's always that melding of those things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Jackson just reminded me of a lot of stuff that I'd maybe forgotten about. And I don't know. Maybe Jackson has ideas on this too. I don't know.
Well, I think something that was funny about the whole thing is I think I was kind of influenced by your music to some extent. Like, it's the song we just played, On Your Side. I love that song since for a long time, so it's kind of funny being able to play it now. But I think some of your, like, melodic sensibility, I even took some, inspiration from that. And, like, so it's just kind of coming full circle. I think your ideas are just coming back to you through me.
Yeah. Well, it's a brilliant move. I mean, when I heard that, I was like, that is genius, you know? It's just funny. So you mentioned earlier that you had spoken to your brother and talked about maybe not making music for a while, and it does seem like you're not really on the standard music industry treadmill. You it seems like you just put music out when you feel like it.
Yeah, well, and this is my first true independent release. You know, we put this out ourselves, and it's kind of like scary but exciting to do that. And I feel like it's time. It was, you know, with everything at our fingertips and what we have access to, it just felt like it was time to do it that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I, you know, back in the day, I toured for 18 months straight. You know, I just played show after show and just didn't stop. And I think in my early 30s, I was like, all right, I got to slow down a little bit. I was going to crack up. And then I wanted a stable home life, like something in me really wanted to settle down and have a family and all that. And so, like, you know, I have a little girl. She's going to be 4 in 2 weeks. And I'm so, you know, I write these nostalgic songs and, like, songs that, you know, I'm always, everything's fleeting, you know, even though it's hopeful. And so I'm just real about, like, I don't want to miss all this time with her when she's this little age where she's Ellington B. Yorn at 3 years old, 4 years old. I just want to be there as much as possible. And there's songs about it on the record. I want to be the one, is that it's like the nervousness you have about becoming a dad and, like, wanting to be able to rise to that occasion. It's all over that one.
Well, it's great to have you here. Again, we have tickets for a show coming up at the Constellation Room on October 9th, but also copies on vinyl of the new album Caretakers, which I'm holding in my hands, and there's a photograph on the cover that's of, looks like a bunch of surfers waiting for the next swell.
That's Brazil. That's a beach in Rio.
Ooh.
Called Diabo. And my wife actually took the picture, and she didn't charge me too much for it.
I hope not.
Those are rare, by the way. There's not many vinyl out there, so you have a good chunk of it. You might have like half of all the vinyl that exists in the world right now.
All right. Well, we're going to have 5 copies to give away, along with tickets for the show at the Constellation Room on Wednesday, October 9th, as we head into their second set for us this morning. Live on KCRW, Pete Yorn.
Let me just check the tuning. Let me check it. Cool. All right, I started anyway, huh?
Oh, Girls, but no one knows.
right. Nicely done. That's Pete Yorn live on KCRW. Backed today by Daywave, both in studio and on the new album. Caretakers is the title. We have five autographed vinyl copies of that latest release from Pete Yorn, Caretakers. Also, we're going to throw in tickets for a show coming up at the Constellation Room on Wednesday, October 9th for Pete Yorn. Hey, if you have not won anything from us in the past 90 days, then email your name, address, and phone number to tickets at kcrw.com for your chance to win.